The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Yevamis Daf Kuv Zayin. The Mishnah in the beginning of this parak brings down a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says miyun is only on a lady that's an arusa, that he only made a kiddushin with her. And Beis Hillel says miyun could apply whether she's an arusa, whether she's an isua, whether he did kiddushin only, or even if he did kiddushin and nisuin, he could still nevertheless do miyun. Miyun applies to a marriage of a lady that's below bas mitzvah, that her father died and her mother or brother married her off, and such a marriage is only a rabbinical marriage. And the Chachamim said that there's a different way how to break that marriage, and that is through miyun. It's unnecessary. The lady could break the marriage with a miyun. It's another way of breaking the marriage. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi and Yosef both say, the Amit Avayu, this is the middle of the Amud, Taima de Beis Shammai, the reason of Beis Shammai, why he says that a miyun only applies to a lady that had kiddushin, not to a lady, it's actually a girl, that had nisuin. It's because a person does not want to make that his relations with his wife will retroactively become a form of znos. As Rashi explains, the Chachamim who instituted this form of marriage of a girl being married off by her mother, a girl who's orphaned, and she's able to be married off by her mother or brother, the Chachamim wanted to have such a marriage. The Chachamim wanted that there should be a way for such a girl to have a marriage. And if miyun will apply to such marriages even after nisuin, people won't want to marry such girls because they're afraid that after they'll marry them, their biyos will turn, their relations will turn into biyos of znos, and therefore they'll be dissatisfied with marrying, getting involved in marrying such girls. Al Galpanim, we see a concept in this Gemara, which is mentioned in other in various Gemara throughout Shas, that we have a general idea that people do not want that their relations with their wives should retroactively be considered znos. We find that the Magid Mishnah uses this Gemara, this concept that the Gemara mentions in numerous places, as a source for a famous, very sadistic Rambam. The Rambam states in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, as follows. That a king, he's talking about a king, V'chein lekech mikol gvul Yisrael noshim u'pilakshim. A king is allowed to marry a wife or a pilegesh. What's a pilegesh? Noshim b'ksuba v'kiddushin. A wife is one that he married with a regular ksuba and a regular kiddushin. Pilagshim, a pilegesh, is a wife, is a mate, b'loy ksuba v'loy kiddushin. Is a lady that he takes as a mate, but he doesn't, there's no marriage, there's no ksuba, there's no kiddushin, no kinyan, there's no kinyan, there's no acquisition that's made to form the relationship. He just designates this woman to be his mate. And in such a form, it's mutter, it's permissible for the king to have relations with a lady. But a simple person, the layman, anyone else other than a king, is prohibited from having such a relationship called a pilegesh. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam is of the opinion that a regular person has a prohibition of having a pilegesh, which is a mate without any marriage. Says the Magi Mishnah, what's the source to the Rambam? This Magi Mishnah is in Parak Aleph from Hilchos Ishus Halacha Dalit. He says that since the Gemara says all over that a person doesn't want to create his relations with his wife to become retroactively like a form of znos, so it must be that the pilegesh is aser. It must be that it's prohibited to have a lady designated as a mate if there's no marriage. If there was no prohibition involved, why would anyone care that retroactively all their relations with their mate became were without any marriage? Who cares if there was a marriage or there was no marriage? Even if there was no marriage, it's permissible anyways, so why should they care? Why should the Gemara says a person cares that his marriage becomes invalidated, because then it will turn out that he was having relations with someone that he wasn't married to. But if there's no prohibition involved, what should be the problem? It must be there is a prohibition. A person is not allowed to have relations, even if it's a permanent mate, unless there's a marriage. So from here, the Rambam derives, says the Magen Mishnah, that pilegesh is aser, is prohibited for the layman. Anybody else other than a king is prohibited from having a pilegesh. They must have a marriage. What is this prohibition? The prohibition would be not to be a zayna, not to act in the form of znos, loisiyah kideisha. A person is not allowed to be a zayna or have relations with a zayna. A person can't act like a zayna, and that's what prohibits one from having a pilegesh. Right away, the Rambam is in Perek Dalid from Hilchos Malachim, and it's also in Perek Aleph from Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Dalid. Right away, the Ravid comes and disagrees with the Rambam. He says, there's nothing wrong. The Rambam says like this in Perek Aleph and Halacha Dalid, Hilchos Ishus. Mishenitna HaTayr, once the Tayr was given, Nesra HaKadeisho, it's also to have be a zayna, to act in a form of zayna. What are you referring to? He's referring to that before Matan Torah, a person would just meet a lady in the marketplace, and if they would both agree, that he could just have a relation with her. However, that's called kedesha. That's called znus. Once the Torah was given, znus is also shenema lisiya kedesha mi benayis yisra. And that says the Ravid, that no, such a thing is not a kedesha. A kedesha, a zayin, is only a lady that's mufkar to anyone. She's busy having relations with this person, with that person. But if she's meyuchid, if she's designated for a specific person, then there's no malchus, there's no isser, there's no prohibition involved. And this is what we call all over a pilegesh, says the Ravid. The Ravid says explicitly that a pilegesh is permitted for anyone. So we may ask, how does the Ravid understand the Gemara? Why is it that a person doesn't want to have be lost in Ilaznos? Perhaps one way to answer the Ravid would be based on the Ramban, The Ramban says in this in Shuvas Miyuchasus to the Ramban Siman Reish Pei Dalid, he's also going in this Mahalif that it's permissible for a layman, for anyone, to have a Pilagesh. Nevertheless, he says that the only time Pilagesh is mutter is only if a person intends to have related, such a relationship of a Pilagesh. If a person thinks that the relationship they have is a marriage, but really the marriage is invalid, such a thing is the Isra of Znos. So if you learn like that, then there's no raya from the Gemara to the Rambam. The Rambam obviously learned that you can't differentiate like that. There's no distinction between, it doesn't make sense to make a distinction between whether he intended that it should be a Pilagash or didn't intend to be a Pilagash. Either way, if you're going to tell me that Pilagash is mutter to a regular person, then it would not be considered znos, and why should anybody care that Bilas like Bilas knows that it turned out that his relations were really just znos? So this sounds like a very nice sugya about what a Pilagesh is, but we may wonder, does that have any connection to us? Of course, nobody's advised Chas V'Sholim to have such a mahalach of life, of having a mate without marriage, and in what way does this sugya relate halachically to every one of us? And the answer is, there's a rosh that also discusses this, and he brings in a very practical sugya that applies to everyone. The Rosh in Mesechta Ksubis Perek Aleph Simin Yud Bei says as follows: some people ask, and the nusach of a birkas erisin, when a person makes a kiddushin under the chuppah, the chassan gives a kala a ring, and he says Ariat Nekudash Esli. So together with that, before that happens, the mesader kiddushin makes a bracha. He says, "Osalonis harusois, hitelonis and esuizlonis." The whole nusach habracha. So the Rosh is bothered. What's going on with this bracha? And the Rosh says like this: "V'nirali, it seems to me, ki bracha zu ein a bracha l'asiyas hamitzvah." I believe, says the Rosh, that this bracha is not a bracha for performing the mitzvah. Most mitzvahs, before we perform the mitzvah, we make a birkas hamitzvahs, a blessing for the mitzvah. For example, before we put on a talis, we say Ashakadishanim mitzvahs of yitzivonu liyisatev batzitzis. Before we put on tefillin, we say Ashakadishanim mitzvahs of yitzivonu liyoniyach tefillin. Before we eat maror or matzah, we say a bracha for eating the matzah, for eating the maror. Says the Rosh, but when it comes to erisin, when it comes to this thing called kiddushin, this bracha that we make before it is not a birkas hamitzvahs. Ki puriya v'rivya haynu kiyama mitzvah. The mitzvah of marriage is having children. V'im lagach pilagash v'kiyam puriya v'rivya eina mechuyiv l'kadish isha. To accomplish the mitzvah of having children, you don't have to get married. You can marry a pilagash, you can have a mate called a Pilagash. So if so, there is absolutely no mitzvah of getting married. If you want, you can. If you don't want, you don't have to, according to strict halacha. And therefore, you can't, in no way is kiddushin a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, the bracha can't be a birkas hamitzvah. The Rambam, on the other hand, is of the opinion that this bracha is a birkas hamitzvahs. The Rambam is in Hilchos Ishus, the end of Paragimel. Paragimel Halacha Chav Gimel. He says like this: Kol haMekadesh Isha. Before we get to that, the Rambam is of the opinion that kiddushin is a mitzvah. We see this in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam counts one of the mitzvahs, mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel, is the mitzvah of getting married, making a kiddushin. He's not referring to nisuin, he's referring to kiddushin. The mitzvah of giving a ring to a lady to be mekadesh a lady with either a kasef, shtar, or a bio, that is a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs that before you should have relations with a lady, you should get married a kiddushin. You should have a kiddushin. Similarly, in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, the first halacha in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to get married. The halacha Beis actually v'nikuchin elu mitzvah asei shal teireh. The mitzvah, the doing kiddushin, making a kiddushin, is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because now this Rambam that says it's a mitzvah, it flows very well with his other opinion. There is, since the Rambam holds, the Rambam doesn't say so explicitly, but l'chaira fits very well. Since the Rambam is of the opinion that a pilagesh is aser, so you can't have a pilagesh. If you want to have children, the only way is, yes, to get married. Now, you could say it didn't have to be like that. It could have been that a pilagesh is aser, and the only way to have a relationship with a lady would be with making a kiddushin. And the mitzvah, the getting married, it could have been only a hechsher. It could have possibly been that making a kiddushin is only a means to get to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is purely having children. And you have no other way of having children other than by getting married, because according to the Rambam, Pilagesh is author. But getting married in itself is not a mitzvah of its own. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. However, the Rambam is of the opinion that it's a mitzvah gemur, it's a regular mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of the tayag mitzvahs. The way he describes what a kiddushin is, it's not just a din, a way of doing something, it's a mitzvah to get married, it's a mitzvah to make a kiddushin. The Rosh, who holds a pilegesh, is mutter, the Chayyar couldn't have held that kiddushin is a mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah? You can marry a pilagesh, you can have a pilagesh, the Torah allows pilagesh. So why should the svarah still fits very well? There's a certain svarah of the Torah. The Torah, according to the Rambam, did not want somebody to marry have a pilagesh. In fact, the Torah says it's prohibited to have a pilagesh unless he's a king. And there's a mitzvah, there's a positive mitzvah of making a kiddushin. The Rosh is of the other opinion. He says that there's no prohibition for someone to have a pilagesh, to have relations or any relationship called pilagesh. And he's also of the opinion that there's absolutely no mitzvah in getting married. Because the Torah says, Gesundheit, do you want to have a pilagesh? And you can have a pilagesh. Now the Rambam goes one step further. The Rambam says later on in Hilchos Ishus, Per Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel, Kol HaMekadesh Isha, whoever makes a kiddushin, Bein HaYidei Atzmai, Bein HaYidei Shliach, whether he does so himself, whether he sends a messenger, Tzorech Livorech Koidim HaKiddushin, he has to make a bracha before he makes this kiddushin. Oy Hu Oy Shlucha, Kiderech Shemevorchen Al Kol HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says, since it's a mitzvah, every mitzvah needs a bracha, just like you make a bracha on tzitzis and tefillin. So he has to make the bracha on this mitzvah of kiddushin, just like he does so on any other mitzvah. Ve'achakach mikadesh. And the Rambam also says that just like by every mitzvah, we have a rule, birchas hamitzvah, mevorech alein iver las yosan. When you make a birchas hamitzvah, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So too by kiddushin, before the chasm gives the ring, he has to make the bracha. And the Magi Mishnah explains like that for the in the Rambam. The reason why the Rambam says he makes the bracha first, says the Magi Mishnah, is that Mevur Bechamim Mekoymis. This is the source for this Rambam is because we have Gemaras all over that say Kol Mitzvahs Kula Mevorach Aleinu Velas Yosan, that all brachas of mitzvahs you make the bracha before the mitzvah. So the Rambam, who's of the opinion that pilagesh is aser, So it fits that therefore he holds that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. And because Kiddushin is a mitzvah, so therefore the Birkas Irisin is a Birkas HaMitzvah. And because it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, so therefore it should be made before he performing the Irisin. Now there's one more point in the Rambam. Perhaps you noticed it when I was saying the Rambam. That the Rambam says that this Birkas Irisin, since according to him it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, therefore the one who says this bracha is the Chassan himself, says the Rambam. The one who makes the Kiddushin, either the Chassan or the Shliach of the Chassan, whoever is performing the actual, not officiating. We have someone who's a Mesadik Kiddushin. He's just officiating. He's just making sure everything is done right. But the one performing, let's say the one doing the Kiddushin, is the one that gives the ring. So when the Chassan gives the ring, he's the one performing the Kiddushin, the Irisin. If he sends a messenger, which we customarily don't do, so then it would be the Shliach who's performing the Kiddushin. Says the Rambam, whoever performs the Kiddushin, he is the one that makes the Berachah. So this fits as a continuation of the Rambam. If the bracha of Eirisin, if Eirisin is a mitzvah, and the bracha of Eirisin is a bracha of Birchas HaMitzvahs, if so, just like by every other Birchas HaMitzvahs, who makes the bracha? The one that performs the mitzvah, so too by this bracha, it's also going to be the one who performs the mitzvah. So therefore the Rambam is of the opinion that the one that makes the bracha is the chassan. Now, for any of you, probably all of you, who have attended a chassan and know that customarily the one that makes the bracha is the Mesadik Kiddushin, not the chassan. So, simply we would say that people aren't doing what the Rambam says. Because according to the Rambam, the one that should make the bracha should be the chassan, not the Mesadik Kiddushin. The chassan should hold a kais, and he should say this Abayi Pri HaGefen, and the whole bracha Asher Kedishanu Mitzvayis Yivitzibanu Vasa Lanz Harut Mitzvayis Vita Lanz Nesuvayis Lanu, should say that whole thing, and then take a drink and let the kala take a drink, whatever, and then say Ariyam Mikudash Esli. So. But we don't do that. So there are those that go and tell the chassan in order to fulfill this shita, this opinion of the Rambam. Many go and tell the chassan he should have in mind that when the Mesadik Kiddushin says the bracha, the Mesadik Kiddushin is saying the bracha on his behalf. He should listen to all the words of the bracha. And he should realize that it's considered by that the Mesadik Kiddushin is saying the bracha as if he's saying the bracha. And with that, he's fulfilling his obligation of saying the bracha. However, as we saw throughout the whole Shir, according to the opinion of the Rosh, the bracha is not a Birkas HaMitzvah at all. If it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, so it's, of course, the obligation, it's not on the chassan. It's not his obligation to say the bracha of Birkas Eirisin. So just to summarize what we saw in this shir, is that our Gemara says, in adam oisebi ilosebi lasnos, a person does not want that his relations should turn retroactively as being just znos. And we had two ways how to type that up. The Rambam, according to the way the Magen Mishnah understands and explains, that means that a person doesn't want to have this prohibition of doing znus. And it's znus because any relationship of pilegesh, any relationship without a marriage, is znus. The other way to learn, we had, was that no, a pilegesh is perfectly permissible for anyone. And the only reason why a person is einadam oisibi lasibi lasnos, the reason why he would be znos, is only, although pilagesh is mutter, It's only mutter if a person intends that it should be a pilegesh, not if he's thinking that it's a merit and really it's not. And then we saw that as a continuation of this machloik is a whether pilegesh, an extension of this machloik is whether pilegesh is mutter or pilegesh is asur, follows through as to what kiddushin is. The Rosh, because he says a pilegesh is mutter, says that therefore the getting married is not a mitzvah. Making an erusin is not a mitzvah. And therefore, birkas erusin is not the birkas ha-mitzvahs. The Rambam, on the other hand, says the pilegesh is aser. And he also says that erusin itself is a mitzvah. And following from that, he says that therefore the birkas erusin is a birkas ha-mitzvahs. And the Rambam went even one step further and said that therefore, since it's a birkas hamitzvah, the one that should say recite this bracha should be the chasen, as we find by every other birkas hamitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.